determine an area, an other area, we can revise it, other area farming operators and users of Tower Road to coordinate on construction traffic schedules to minimize potential impacts to the users of Tower Road. And then, of course, the project would be required to comply with all local, state, and federal permitting requirements prior to construction and operation. And we would anticipate pursuing those and having those be required conditions of approval for the request. I think with that, we're at the end of our presentation, and so my thought is that we reserve the rest of our time for rebuttal and questions following public testimony, if that's acceptable to the commission.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
My question's but,
Oh, okay. Do you have more questions?
We have plenty of time for questions.
Yeah, we do have plenty. Okay. Well, they're up here. Yeah. Before you leave, are there more questions?
Think, well, you probably want you to sit here before while there's still questions.
Oh, there's still questions. Sorry.
Yeah, no, there'll be questions. I think now is the time to from the commissioners. If you're finished with your part of the presentation.
Yes.
And then before we move along, we'll have questions to you, and then we'll move on. So.
Hopefully someone wrote down my question, because it still stands. I'm just curious how we get to the point where we're even moving past the initial EFU zoning change. I'm not even close to that. So I feel like, personally, that once you do that, you open the door, and then it's fair game. And I am not for that. And I know that you have the overlay for the one use, but it opens the door. And I'm adamantly opposed to the EFU zoning change, period. 100%. And I don't see the justification. I know there's people here who are even have many more years in agriculture than I do, and who know the value of that land. And what happens to it when this happens to it? Gone. That value is gone. And you're investing billions of dollars into it, but you get the billions. You know, we don't. And it's not a local economy that you're talking about. It is a business, and it's a personal, privately owned business. So it's not something that I can make that jump yet. I'm not making it. I'm not stepping from EFU into industrial with these. I am, like, still up against that brick wall.
I'm not sure what question was in there.
Respectfully, I have it proven to me that there's a justification to move from EFU to industrial on that any piece of land.
If you want to answer that, my question is one of the statements there. And while I can appreciate all the criteria you lined out why this is a good site for a data center, I think we can understand that aside from the EFU issue. I mean, where it lays, adjacent, transmission, we get that. But the one statement jumped out at me, it says, applicant has analyzed all other sites and no other reasonable sites are available. And so that's the question that I have, you know, knowing about the Army depot that's been confirmed, or the land down at you know, at the formerly Racetrack Space Age Park.
Yeah.
Or that's a question that I have. Why are none of the other sites that we as members of this community are familiar with and see data centers going up constantly, why are none of those?
Those are good questions. That statement is based on a snapshot in time at the time that the alternatives analysis was performed. And so we do have the Army Depot here as an alternative. It was alternative two. At the time, it was ruled out primarily because it had no available power capacity to service the needed load, and so that was the basis for ruling out that site. And then with respect to the other site that you mentioned, I'm not sure.
The space, Stephen could probably pull up that zoning.
Do they call it the Space Age Industrial Park?
It's a Space Age Industrial Zoning. So, Stephen, could you find that map?
Is that within the
Port zoning?
Of Morrow's Airport?
The airport.
Industrial park?
That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, Stephen's got it right there. So that's
currently permitted for a solar project.
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then all of that that area there the space age industrial. Could you zoom out a smidge, Stephen? That's all.
Well, that's obviously being farmed.
It's being farmed, but it is space age industrial zoning.
So, well, I guess I'm not totally sure on what the name is, but I'm the former site of the racetrack was that proposed racetrack.
Yeah.
We refer to as the airport. That's none of that land is available for industrial use.
Well, actually, I'll point at the map up here. This and Stephen can kind of show everything north of the airport is permitted for a solar development, and then data centers are being proposed.
On the city property right next to Loves.
Not here. Okay. No data centers being proposed here. They're right here and here. Where's the third one, Stephen? Like 1, 2, and 3. This one I have under review on my desk right now.
And so are you saying that land's all essentially spoken for?
I don't know if you could squeeze another data center in here. But this is all space age industrial that's owned by the city of Boardman. And is this right on either side of Tower Road, Stephen? Is that all space age industrial?
One second, hold on. I'm trying to pull up a map here for you.
This is that strip.
No, the space age industry you were just asking about.
Yeah, that strip between Tower Road and is owned by the city. There's a large, pretty large piece of ground there. Yeah, these are the proposed sites. So once you have these three campuses, those are not owned by Amazon. That's all public information.
By Amazon.
Yeah, and I have this under review, so that's public information. And then this area here is all space age industrial. Yeah, thank you. So TxUp 134 is owned by the city of Boardman.
What about below that?
Yeah, what about the, about right there. Thanks, Stephen.
Sorry, I can't see. I'm sharing screen, so I don't see.
I know, right where you had your cursor, right there. Who owns TxUp 121, and is that space age industrial?
I believe it's through Mount Canaan Farms, isn't it?
No, I think it's
I could be wrong.
And then just from TxUp 121, does TxUp 121 cross Tower Road to the east? Yeah.
One second here. Let me pull up some supporting stuff here so we can.
Okay.
What is space age industrial being clarified?
Yeah, it's an old.
I know when it happened when Boeing was in there, but
yeah. I have to look at it to see if space age and what it allows other than space age kind of related stuff.
What it would allow?
Yeah.
I guess I 100% agree with you. I just couldn't get past the first point. But exactly, there's got to be more.
Well, that's the one line that jumps out at me. And like I said, I can appreciate all the good reasons why that's a great site for a data center. And if we have to make the decision that nothing else is available, I don't know. Do we have to?
Yeah, that's a really
good
point.
I do have a question. What makes us think that the utmost importance is putting in a data center? I mean, is that the only thing that we're here to do, is to put in a data center? Or do we have the option not to? Because they're the ones that want to put in a data center.
Yeah.
But we here are representing our county and the citizens of our county. And if there's no other available option anywhere else,
well, I have a comment.
Is it on us to put in a data center?
I have a comment on that too. But yes, it's located on the north end, but it does impact the south end quite a bit with housing, with people coming into our communities to stay. They don't want to stay on the north end when they're doing construction. They want to go to the south end. And in our city, we benefited greatly from them. And we're a bedroom community, and I own. And so we do see benefits for all these type of companies on the south end, too. I know the center is not on the south end. As for the EFU, you guys are lucky you can do irrigation where I am, we can't. Would we love to find an alternative method? Yeah, but we don't have the right criteria. I mean, sure, we'd like to put something like a data center on our land, but we don't have the right criteria.
The South End thing brings up a question, and I'm not the expert on that road with the access to the south end of the county to the former coal fire plant.
Ion Boardman Road?
Yeah, and so as you're doing a transportation plan and it looks as if maybe you're loading up that road that's busy, how can that possibly fit in? What, that you can get access that we've never had access to as part of this transportation plan on that road?
You
know more about that road than I do.
When you go to Ion, you can go come out of Ella, or you can come out on Baseline, which is 207. And a lot of people take the 207, you know, this way. Instead of going, they'll go to North Lex and then go down in that Baseline. But we had lots of people and a lot of windmillers when we did the windmill. And we anticipate a lot with the solar panel, that's 10,000. But we had a lot of people and we were able to accommodate them. And we have, so I have to look at not just the North End. I have to look at the impact of the whole county and the economic impact. And we have people willing, three people right now willing to put more RV spots in. I work for the city of Ion, so I have to be real careful here. But I'm the city administrator, but I got calls every week from the construction people that had to stay in Boardman. They don't want to be in Boardman. They want to be in the South End because of basically it's quieter. It's more welcoming to them because we know people. I mean, you know, you have a small community. They contributed to us. I mean, no, they donated money. They went to our events. So for me, I can't just look at what's happening on the North End because I also know how many people in our area work in Boardman or Umatilla. You know, so it doesn't just affect this end of the county.
But that's why I'm kind of getting back to this Ion Boardman Road that's been a point of all this time. Is this a possibility to break that road open to get access to this property as part of this transportation plan? Or is that a totally different issue?
I think they're not proposing a secondary access. I mean, that's something we might ask them to consider. So there's one two-lane county road that provides access for 90,000 acres, close to that whole area, except for the exit, the westernmost access provides access to a few of a little bit of that land. So it's, I'm not sure how directly tied it is.
Yeah.
To Liz's point, I would just like to say that it is located within the Boardman area, mm-hmm. and we are the ones that would be impacted greatly. So obviously they're getting the economic impact of it, so convince me again.
And you can get, and Boardman will get the economic impact too. Yeah. But what I'm saying too is those roads, John, you know, years ago, it was shot down to have that road from Ion to Boardman that would take, 20 minutes to get between the two sites? But that didn't stop how much of our population working at the coal fire plant.
Well, they use that kind of that road, though, as far as the I'm talking about the what road, the pit stop and open gates and...
We used to do our cattle on the Bonnie Range.
Yeah.
Until the little squirrel came. we could go across. But yeah, you can open those roads. But they really, I do know that back in the 70s, they denied that road access from Ion to Boardman, which was too bad. But it's not that far.
I do have a question. When you're talking about that, exactly where would you be going? And again, my concern is preserving the agriculture in Morrill County. I don't think that's anything I've hidden from anybody. But, a road impacts, what would it have? And that's where I come back. I don't understand why everybody else isn't on the same page here, because we all eat. So I don't know why this isn't a concern. I mean, the EFU zoning change, the impacts that this would have on the agriculture. We need numbers here. I mean, we need to know, because you can't even make a decision based off of this. I mean, obviously,
what are you looking for?
What kind of impact you're having on agriculture, period? We supply a lot of agriculture. Look at what we have here in Rural County. We should be darn proud of it, you guys. We should not be compromising it.
Part of what I think, though, is some of this impact on agriculture, they've been building these things on center pivot innovation. Irrigation is the best farm ground in the world, and you're talking about putting it on some dry pasture ground. So the impact to production agriculture, other than the zoning consequences, is less here than putting it on it.
But do we have to put it?
Yeah.
But how much is it? It's only 274 acres, 247 acres,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's not a lot of agriculture.
We took a field out to put my house on that, so.
How big was McCarthy? How big was that site, the coal fire plant?
The coal fire plant? The footprint?
See, we could probably click on it and give us a general idea right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, how big is that parcel? It's a couple of tax zones. I just want to, I think that it's a really good, robust discussion, and we need to frame those in the context of whether or not they meet the standard. So if I'm listening to Liz saying goal 9 is maybe more important than goal 3, and actually Oregon doesn't prioritize those things, but you as a planning commission can make that decision. So you're pushing for a more robust justification for the goal 3 exception, and maybe you're saying you're convinced with goal 9. I'm just summarizing this generally, but if I'm the applicant, the burden of proof is theirs. They probably need to add more justification for why in the middle of farm ground are they taking out 274 acres.
Yes.
And I heard proximity to high voltage transmission line.
But not only the 274 acres, the impact that getting the water there has.
Yeah.
That's not just on the 274 acres.
So I see your question here, and I'm not ignoring you.
No problem.
We have a process we're going through.
Yeah,
so
where
are we at that process?
So actually, I would say that these are still questions of the commission and the applicant.
Of the applicant. That's
We know that we're coming back next month, so we're being a little less formal about it.
There's going to be audience questions and statements coming up.
And then traffic impacts, not only on agriculture, but the environment. And I don't know if you guys saw... I don't know if you guys saw the Oregonian article today that came out that data centers are exempt from all the environmental stuff. So, you know, that doesn't help your case here. I have it on my phone.
So do we have more questions for them, or do we want to move on to the next point?
I just have one. Oh, wait, how many lanes is Tower Road?
It's just two.
So instead of, has anybody thought about maybe making it 4?
Exactly, but what does that impact?
Again,
back to my question.
Who owns land around this 274 acres? Is it 3 miles?
We
so
have that.
3 miles on our land.
Well, we have a vicinity map, but it...
Did you see that, or was that before you came?
It's in the packet. There's the conservation area.
Yeah, I saw that conservation area. I'm just saying that, you know, everybody's so concerned about this farmland. Well, if it's surrounded by 3 miles own farmland, and they're the ones selling it, it's impacting their own farmland.
I'd say that the contiguous landowner is 3 mile, but there are other farms and traffic and the installation of water. I would maybe suggest that the applicant consider the water delivery. How's the water delivery going out there? Is it going to be put in the right of way? So, and permitting of a utility facility might be an additional condition of approval. We haven't really... Because just in the last couple of weeks, you eliminated the local groundwater as the source and submitted the letter. So the port said they will provide at no expense to the port. So putting in 10 miles of water line, where's that going to go? And maybe...
How big is the water line, too?
I don't know that anybody knows that just yet.
John, I have a quick question. Didn't they do that between Lexington and Hatner?
Along
the highway. Didn't they put in a water line
between
Lexington and Hatner along the highway?
Mostly it went, you know, in the old railroad easement.
Right.
Yeah.
But they did do that.
Oh, yeah.
8-9 miles.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
So it's, and it didn't, I mean, it was right off the highway. It didn't impact.
No, it was obviously easier in the old railroad easement than going through
the center pivot irrigation. I'm just saying that may not be as big an impact as people think it would be.
No, it would be nice to know the plan.
but I'd like to know
right.
where.
Right.
I don't know if you can come up with that plan in the next 30 days, but add it to your list.
Yeah. I'm still not making the jump, guys, but you guys can probably guess that.
That's
I'm not going to give up EFU. I own EFU, for the record, and I can't even put a guest house on my property. Here you want to go put a data center. So, I mean, sorry.
Any more questions for the applicant?
That's kind of what I'm asking. Do we have more questions, applicant, or are we going to move on to the next phase? Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time. And you'll have a chance for rebuttal at the end, too.
Thanks.
So at this point, I would like to invite anyone who's opposed to the project to raise their hand or come forward.
Anybody online opposed?
You have neutral, right?
We do have neutral. We sure do. Yep. We sure do. Yep.
And so I'm waiting for that. And if there is no one opposed, then we would, at this point, then next go to anyone neutral to the project.
And I think.
And your name and that.
I got you. Raymond Akers, RayMondAkers, Paul Smith Road, Boardman. I don't necessarily have any ill will towards Amazon or any growth in our community, as long as it's done with the environment in mind. This body has slacked off on that over the last 30 years. It's not just groundwater issues or animal issues. There's endangered plants. I don't know if any of that study's been done. I know I've worked on other projects where that was a big deal. Wheat Ridge being one of them, protecting the environment. As insignificant as it seemed to me as a construction worker, there's importance to protecting our endangered species, whether it be plant life or animal. I've always looked at that piece of property as having a drainage down through there because it's all green. So there's some kind of wetlands within that property design that should be looked at. It surfaces, it goes underground.
Do you mind if I interrupt you? If I was correct, the groundwater is 1 inch or something like that below the surface, if the report was correct on that area. Did I read that correctly?
I didn't read it that way.
Yes, there was something in there about being 1 inch below the surface, and then it went down to basalt. I did read this, guys. I read every word.
So
the water table, or?
Maybe they hit water, like, really close to the surface.
It may have been the wetland area, too.
Sorry.
So, Don, I think he's going to get to you, okay?
They did get back from the wetland area.
So Dawn has her hand up, so we can get to
we'll
you next.
Get to you once your papers is finished.
I'm a little concerned that the planning department can kind of push stuff like this forward and not even knowing if there's an easement or on a piece of property like the previous folks that were in here with the trucking company. I would hope that things wouldn't get rammed through just as quick as that particular the trucking company that was here. I would hope that you'd take a little more time with such a big process like this to look at all aspects. The county road, in my opinion, recently my son dodged an elk out there heading out to the coal plant and hit the ditch, rolled his truck, spent 8 months recovering, back to work now, everything worked out, but he's one of the lucky ones on that road and how dangerous it is with no shoulder. And that's with the current, they call it the Morrow County 500 for a reason. People get off work and they zoom, zoom, zoom to home or to the bar or wherever they go. Pardon me, I'm not as organized as I should be. My big deal is the environment, plain and simple. I understand that a lot of the economics and the value to that, but agriculture to me is not just planting of the food, it's grazing. We're losing our grazing rights. Right? She used to have grazing rights, it's been taken away from her. I don't know that they graze that piece of ground. I see a huge benefit to grazing a piece of ground like that, which would be agriculture for in that aspect. Didn't plan on speaking tonight. I'm pretty happy with the board we got. I came in with different idea of what you guys do and in the process, but I'm eased a little bit. From what I see in the discussion.
The decision on the prior decision tonight was not just made tonight. That's been a few months in the process. And so that's been something we've been dealing with. We just did not do that. So yeah. Go ahead.
I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I appreciate you bringing the hard questions to the table.
And I think it's important to know that no matter what the discussion is here tonight, any of us can make any decision at any time based on what comes back to us, and we have to go by criteria also, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, just like that one we had last meeting, we had to go based on not what everybody thought, but on the criteria.
Yeah, it's based on the standards, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. This is going to be a decision that people look at.
Right.
So
it's not, none of us are taking it lightly, and I don't think any of us are completely one way or the other in the decision-making process until we hear everything back.
Seems like the closer you get, the more you're under the radar, maybe.
That's okay.
There'll be eyeballs on this one, I'm sure. Yeah.
And we'll post the whole record on the website, so I'm not sure. It's big, but we'll get that up on the website pretty soon. So if you want to look at any of the details, for sure.
You got caught my curiosity.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
My name is Jonathan Tallman. I live in Morrill County. I've moved here when I was 2 years old, 1978. So my dad was a county judge. So I really feel involved in the community. I'm being personally affected by decisions that have been made in the past, and I spoke on them earlier. I'm giving this for my written testimony. I'm also putting in what I put in at the Bombing Range Road. I mean, have you guys noticed? I really like, you know, like Mary said, when you have to drive the road, you look at it totally differently. The dust is a big issue, okay? We really need to look at it. One of the big issues that I brought up was I wanted it to be four lanes. I actually talked to a couple people, and they're like, yeah, we wish you would have gotten four lanes out of that road going on Bombing Range, because Family Butte has all those truckers that drive out there constantly. We have, I mean, I've gotten gas at Tower Road probably 20, 30 times. And you know how slow it is as far as traffic right through there? That needs to be four lanes. That really needs to be looked at, okay? And, I mean, if we can take advantage of it and get people down the aisle, I'm all for it. I'm all for a good, robust conversation that gets a little frictiony on these things. So I am neutral. I am for Amazon. I just want more bang for our buck, especially when we're giving it away. We are absolutely giving it away, but that's a different issue. So this is my written discussion of what I'm doing. But one of the things that I also want to do for that robust conversation, the traffic, I just mentioned in it, it's too slow. They're out there, love. I want to also go back to what Amazon has done, okay? They ram it through, they push it through.
I'm not talking about Amazon.
Well, I know, but okay, we are seeing a pattern of behavior. If you actually look at this right here, it all says to the Morrill County Commissioners, okay? I'm sorry, but this has to be said, because everybody looks at the individual, but they don't look at the whole, out of the whole thing. And when you push things through and you ram things through and you bully things through, it leaves bad taste in people's mouths. And that has to be discussed. Why can't we go to the, like what you said, the other ones first, see if those work, and then see what we have left over and go through it that way. Let's not just go to the outliners and then see if we can get, you know, better ones. Yeah, I really think that's important. That's a negotiation tactic that they're using against us, if you really look at that, to find the best partner and get the best deal that they want when it comes to the tax write-offs or the property tax benefits. We have to look at the whole, and I know you're only supposed to be at this, but they are using all these things against you and we really have to look at the whole things because it has affected me personally. I'm sorry. I have been personally affected, and when they say they partner with all these people, I'm sorry. I would love to partner with Amazon. I've reached out to Amazon. They don't partner. They ignore you. They ignore you like everything. So when they say that, that is totally untrue to rebut back what they said. I would still welcome a discussion, still welcome a conversation, but they don't do that. They work with people that are just on their bus. That's all that they work with. So, I am neutral. I'm very neutral in this. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Can I add, I'd like to see the community members on that list of people.
We have people, I think, that want to testify.
Yeah, we do.
That would be.
I think we'll go through the room first, and then we'll go to the Zoom people.
Yeah, so I think Dawn Hurt had her hand up from DLCD. Dawn, there she is. Hi, Dawn. I think it's your turn.
Good evening, commissioners, and thank you, Chair Kilkenny. I just wanted to comment, DLCD has a comment in the record, which was an email sent to the planning director, Summer Nabbitt, on 6/15. I do want to let you know that we are in receipt of the responses from the applicant on the actual questions that we raised pertaining to the goal exceptions for goal 3, 11, and 14. And at this time, our team has not had a chance to review those responses. However, with the continued hearing, that'll give us an opportunity to do so prior to that next hearing. I just wanted to let you know that we're here and thank you for your time.
Okay. Kelly.
Oh, Kate Kelly Doherty. Would you like to comment in neutral?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I think that the discussion needs to surround the exceptions process that we're looking at. I think everybody's got their own personal thoughts, but I think we need to get back to the topic. A couple of things that I heard was some planned utilities. If those utilities are actually going to take place, if you're counting on those, could we know what those utilities are? Also, on the water line 9 miles across, do we have easements across those properties yet? Have we looked at those? And what the storage capacity is for the port of Morro to supply that water? I know they've got 3 other data centers and 2 wells currently. I'm wondering, you know, do we have that MOU in place? Do we have that capacity to serve a data center? And wastewater sewer services. I suspect it's an on-site sewer. Here we go again. Urban uses on agricultural lands, how we deal with that, how we deal with the nitrate issue from those sewage disposals. Lots of questions. I'm glad it's going to be continued. I think there'll be lots of comments coming in. Things, big things to think about. Thank you.
Kelly, is that something that we can ask or from the applicants, the clarification on the water supply from the port, that it is adequate?
I think you can ask that.
I think that'd be a great question.
Yeah. I think you can ask that question, particularly if it's a Goal 11 exception. I think you can ask that. Dan's going to help us out.
So there. You can provide next month. You'll have more clarification.
We'll address those questions.
Yeah.
Dan, do you have some counsel for us on that topic?
Just because it's a very use-specific goal exception here, so it does need to have kind of use-specific facility capacity information. Okay. That does have to be pinned down.
Thank you.
Is there any other neutral testimony either online or here in the room? Okay. So then do we go back to rebuttals?
I think we allow the
anybody in favor for us here?
You think we'll allow the applicant to come back and see? Oh, wait, no, I was asking for you to come.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Oh, no, I was looking at you, waiting for you to come forward. It's like, oh, he changed his mind.
Yeah.
Okay. No, sorry, I misunderstood. So, for the record, I'm Bill Antella with Three Mile Canyon Farms, Boardman, Oregon, and really appreciate the thoughtful questions that have come up tonight. There's a lot to this. And what I'd like to do is just maybe clarify and add to some of the discussion around the 274-acre parcel that Three Mile owns currently that's being discussed. And then some of the other alternative options that were discussed, the industrial zone, the space age industrial zone that were on the map. A lot of that is Three Mile Canyon Farms property. We'd never sell that. That's prime farmland. I mean, that isn't for sale. The 274-acre parcel that's being discussed, we've never farmed it. It's never been irrigated. If you go back over, I think it's a 50, 60-year history, never been farmed. Our perspective is we have no intention of ever farming it, and our perspective is it's not even suitable for grazing. So from our standpoint, it's just some rocks and really doesn't fit into our program at all. It isn't to say that maybe someone in the future might be able to go and do something with that in terms of an agricultural use, but we don't see it from our point of view. So that's why that 274-acre parcel we've been working with Rowan on, all those other parcels that are where you see the circles on in the purple and the dark purple area, we never sell those. So that those fit into exactly what people are talking about in terms of, well, why not someplace else? Well, we don't have any other land that we would be willing to even discuss. So that's just our point of view, and just wanted to offer that for the record in supporting the rural project.
Can I ask Bill a question?
Sure.
How long have you been at Three Mile?
It'll be 2 years in August. Yep. Okay. Yep.
I mean, I have to admit, I was curious as to why there was no center pivots on that ground when it's surrounded by center pivots.
Yeah, you have a couple of circles that are close to that. It's not very good land, but it's farmable. And a lot of the feedback that I'm getting, you're right, 2 years, I'm not going to have 50 years of history.
I'm just going to say, you've been here 2 years, you may not have the history, perhaps, that 22 years here has, and probably a lot more around here. I want to follow up on that, though.
If I could just speak for a moment, where a lot of my point of view is coming from Greg Harris. Some of you may know Greg. He's fantastic. He's our farm director. He couldn't be here tonight. I would have wanted him here with me, but he's at a potato conference and was not able to make it. So I'm not doing, I'll never do justice to fill in for Greg because he has big shoes, but that's why Greg isn't here and why I'm speaking.
I could be wrong, but I mean, it seems like if that ground was suitable for center pivot irrigation, you would have utilized it.
Yeah, Greg and his team would have figured out a way to utilize it.
I have a question for Three Mile Canyon Farms. You guys do a fantastic job. I can't say enough good about Three Mile Canyon Farms. They're a fantastic business. The models you guys put out are phenomenal. I mean, honestly, I admire everything you guys do. There's nothing, I would never say a bad thing about Three Mile Canyon Farms. And that's why it's so confusing to me why you're willing to do this on that land. You guys are such good stewards of your land. And everything you do is reflected in that. Everything. So what are you going to do when this goes out on social media? I mean, how are you going to handle that? I mean, it's not going to look good for Three Mile Canyon Farms. There's no way you can make this look pretty. So that's where I'm at. I'm like, this is so out of character for you guys. And you've only been here 2 years. But I'm sure you've been aware of Three Mile Canyon Farms for a lot longer than that. So I'm really confused at the contrast between the two things that you're doing here. Because Three Mile, I know, would value that land for what it is. A pile of dirt that has value to the environment, to that whole area. So I'm just curious. And that's not a zoning question. It's not necessarily even something that I should be asking as a planning commission, but it's something I'm just curious about. I want you to think about, maybe.
Great point. I don't have a great answer for you right now, but a very, very thoughtful question. So thank you.
I did want to say, you said a ZBA in this new forest.
We should.
I knew that. I knew he was beginning to speak.
Yeah, I was waiting to see if there's more questions for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to take more questions.
I didn't know if there was before we brought them back. Okay. Yeah, so I think you're finished, and I was just, and so now we'll, if you want to have anything to rebuttal, you can come back. If there's anything that you heard since the fact that you'd like to answer, or if you want to just wait till next month.
I think we have a good list going of the questions that we need to answer, so thank you for a really good discussion tonight, and we are prepared to do some homework.
Okay.
So thank you. With that, we will release our time.
Okay, defer. Okay, gotcha. It is getting late.
Okay, yeah, it is. And yeah. So now, whether we want to...
So,
we have questions of the staff again?
If you want to ask me questions, or I took some pretty good notes, and Michaela loves typing at minutes, so she'll write them, type them. But if there are other items that you want us to look into that that hasn't been addressed.
The LCD, the rebuttal they got back, I'd like to see that, she was saying they had a rebuttal back.
So DLCD's comments were in, I emailed them to you. You have a copy of those.
And she said.
And they do have a rebuttal, and that's the big packet that Elaine gave you tonight.
Okay.
It's attachment to your pre-hearing submittal.
Attachment to, thank you.
And it sounds like Dawn said when they address it, though, we will get that answer back.
We will, and depending on the timing of things, and remember, if you need more than the next 30 days, you might still have questions at the next hearing, and that's okay. It is a legislative action. You're not under a time constraint.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
In the information you're sending out, could you send out information about the planned utilities that they keep talking about, where they're all going, how that impacts, where the proximity is, and where it's coming from, where it's going to, and is it just for that? Where it impacts, who it serves?
So, Commissioner Killian, I will try to get that information. I don't know if I have it, but it's a message that they can provide. And again, what I think we'll try to do is to post the application and then the full record onto our website, not under the normal hearing thing, so other people can see it. And we'll send out an email. It's going to take us... I don't know. Stephen and Michaela can do that stuff pretty quickly, but I don't know how quickly. And then we have all these things, and I think you did an FTP site. I can't remember. We have all of this that we can put on our website. And then we'll get the draft minutes out prior to the next meeting, too. So if there are other questions,
You mentioned Tamara. Okay, so our roadmaster is working with them on the road plan, but you also said something about we could possibly... get someone else to work on that?
Eric is not here, so if Eric thinks, Eric Imes, our public works director, if he wants to have the transportation analysis reviewed, I usually rely on him.
Okay.
It sounds like Patron and Elaine and team are going to provide some additional traffic analysis. So I think maybe we'll take a look at that, and then I really defer to Eric.
All right.
I just also wanted to say that I double-checked and verified Tower Road is a 60-foot right-of-way, so there is opportunity to do improvements.
60 feet.
It's a 60-foot.
Line,
yeah, if center line is in the center line, but yeah. It's a 60-foot dedicated easement. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It also sounds to me like we need to dig a little bit deeper on the safety. And remember, there are. I'm going to quickly get out of my planner and into the legal realm. So if you're approving something, it has to be, and requiring something, it has to be commensurate with the impact. So they are the nth development at the end of that road, right? We can't tell them to put in a four-lane road. You could consider either mitigation, or you could say the road's just not safe enough to handle non-farm traffic. That's not what they want to hear, but that might be a conclusion that you make at the end of the process. And so you can decide whether or not the traffic study adequately addressed the capacity of that existing access for that development and negative impact. Because remember, it's really, the principle is about goal three. So to take an exception to goal three, you have to essentially do no harm to your goal three neighbors. That's not just those contiguous properties. It's what happens along the
Thank
route.
Thank you. That was what I was trying to say.
Sure. You prompted me.
Thank you, Barbara.
So, yeah.
But we're supposed to consider the traffic, like I was trying to get, during construction or after the work?
So the traffic study, I was just looking through it. It is based on post-construction traffic. Okay. And the way our county has done it, and I think the county for the last 10 years with all the renewables, et cetera, has done a really good job. So they enter a road use agreement where we say you're going to temporarily disrupt traffic and roads, et cetera. So they usually it's between Public Works and the developer, obviously approved by the elected Board of Commissioners, to say this is what we're going to pay for at the end of the development. Sometimes they get a couple paved roads out of it, or they mitigate, or they have to, you know, add another layer of rock, et cetera. So there's that relative to construction impact. But the permanent impact is a different story. So that condition has to be commensurate. Or you can make a finding, like I said, that there's just too much risk based on traffic. Some of the history heard from the undersheriff who said it's additional traffic is really problematic because they have a hard time. Again, it's a single route from the intersection all the way down to the site development. Just one other thing. I don't mean to sound like I'm piling on, but and Eric Imes hasn't put this in a memo, but the interchange and that deck, the bridge, that overpass, ODOT, I think in 2025, is going to replace that deck. And we do not have an alternative intersection. So depending on your construction period, that's pretty problematic. They had looked at making Coonsey Road to Main Street in Boardman the alternative. Public Works has a real concern about that. And also, in the next year or so, we'll be doing a full-blown interchange area management plan. So that traffic impact, I just drove out there yesterday so I could lay another set of eyes on the property just to make sure I was comfortable with it. And it's pretty scary having a big truck follow you or following a big truck. There's a lot of traffic congestion. And they did a good job of analyzing the intersection and in this. So those are all those kind of details that you can take a look at later.
So if we're finished with this, we can go on to the other business?
So can we just, by consensus, agree that we'll continue it formally to the... Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So and that would be at the
motion to continue to the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make a motion to continue
from today. So if you say for the record that it would be July the 25th.
Yes.
July 25th at 6 p.m. at the Bartholomew Building, then we don't have to provide notice and do all that again.
Okay.
Second. I make a motion that we.
Well, I'll be able to see it here.
Yes.
That we continue this to July 25th and have that as part of the following building.
Okay, we have a second.
I'll second that.
Oh,
all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And so now are we on to the other business?
We are.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, David.
Yeah, good night. It's
midnight. Almost.
It's almost midnight there, Mr. Shiflett.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, commissioners, for your consideration. We really appreciate it and look forward to getting back here soon. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay, so the other items, I know it's getting late, but I just have the, what?
We're near late.
I know. It feels like to me.
What?
Okay, I hated those. I hated those. I appreciate. So we have.
Okay. All right, guys, we got a little bit more business to go.
So,
you can stay if you want to.
No, you can stay. It's just like, I just want you to hold the conversation
okay.
So
under the last part of the agenda is under correspondence. And I don't need to go into report, but the Board of Commissioners likes to see a monthly update. So we just include those. So you know the work that we're doing, at least that we remember to put in the report. It's usually a team effort. Other than, did you have something, Stanley?
Moment.
Okay. So any questions you have about that, happy to answer those. And I also wanted to say that we have a little dessert, but this is Stephanie's last meeting as a planning.
What? Where are you going, woman?
Stanley, I think that I will probably be seeing you in the future. I am going to Veteran Services.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. We'll miss you here, though.
We will really miss her here. So,
you know, because I worked for them for 7 years.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. And whoever wants to stick around, we'd love to have you. We have homemade cheesecake and cupcakes.
Did you?
Yes.
So.
And Charlene made the cheesecake.
Yes.
Wait, I'm not supposed to say that until after we eat it. See how delicious it is.
And see how it is.
So. I mean, Charlene only made the cheesecake if it's good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any public comment.
Yeah. And I know some of you have worked with Stephanie for a long time, and I'm going to miss her. I mean, she's just going down the hall, but we don't get to say, hey, what's with this thing? She's been here.
She's the only person that can answer my question.
She'll be in the building. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, if anybody else wants to say nice things about Stephanie, you can.
Meeting adjourned.
Yeah. Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
I
want to adjourn it.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Good
thank
night.
You.
Good night.
Bye, Dan. Thank you. Bye, Dan.
Katie did go to get the desserts.
Thank you, Katie. Well, yes. Some good time and place certain. Yes, thanks. I got that hand.
I can't get over the size of that binder.
I'm just going down the hall to Veteran Services. Camera.
That's terrifying.
I will get you some information.
Well, and I could have sent you the whole thing. If this thing gets appealed beyond the Board of Commissioners and it goes to LUBA, it will be this. It will be everything plus this.
So just a general question about that. So if we don't approve it, and if the Board of Commissioners approve it, they can go to LUBA and appeal.
LUBA, so we can't talk specifically about a case because the hearing is closed.